Praise the Lord. You're listening to Souls for Christ Ministries, Evangelist Victoria Sims. Today we're going to talk about the oneness with God, how great He is to us, and how He prayed for us before He went to the cross. His heart and His mind was upon us. He was going to the cross, hallelujah, to die for our sins, to suffer, and to shed His blood for us. It was an agonizing death, but yet and still, His heart was upon us. He wanted us to be one with the Father, as He was one with the Father, and He prayed a prayer for us that was so awesome. He prayed a prayer for us that, oh my God, it was so awesome how He prayed for us. He didn't leave us out, and I thank You, Lord, that You did not leave us out, that You were right there praying for us, interceding for us, as You are yet still, and I thank You. And so in John 17, it says, John 17 and the 14th verse, it says, I'm going to read it from the Amplified because it makes it so much more interesting. It says, in the 14th verse, it says, I have given and delivered to them Your word, message, and the world has hated them, because they are not of the world, do not belong to the world, just as I am not of the world. I do not ask that You would take them out of the world, but that You would keep and protect them from the evil one. They are not of the world, worldly, belonging to the world, just as I am not of the world. Sanctify them, purify, consecrate, separate them for Yourself, and make them holy by the truth. Your word is truth. Just as You sent me into the world, I also send them into the world. And so, for their sake and on their behalf, I sanctify, dedicate, consecrate Myself, that they also may be sanctified, dedicated, and consecrated, made holy in the truth. Neither for these alone do I pray. It is not for their sake only that I make this request, but also for all those who will ever come to believe in, trust in, cling to, rely on Me through their word and teaching, that they all may be one, just as You, Father, are in Me and I in You, that they also may be one in Us, so that the world may believe and be convinced that You have sent Me. I have given to them the glory and honor which You have given Me, that they may be one even as We are one. I in them and You in Me, in order that they may become one and perfectly united, that the world may know and definitely recognize that You sent Me and that You have loved them even as You have loved Me. Then he says, Father, I desire that they also who You have entrusted to Me as Your gift to Me may be with Me where I am, so that they may see My glory, which You have given Me, Your love gift to Me, for You loved Me before the foundation of the world. Oh, just and righteous Father, although the world has not known You and has failed to recognize You and has never acknowledged You, I have known You continually, and these men understand and know that You have sent Me. I have made Your name known to them and revealed Your character and Your very self, and I will continue to make You known, that the love which You have bestowed upon Me may be in them, felt in their hearts, and that I Myself may be in them. That was an awesome prayer. That was an awesome prayer that Jesus prayed on our behalf. He knew and understood and recognized that once we had become disciples, once we have believed in His name and called upon His name and confessed Him as Jesus, knowing who He is, He says, now that you have done this, You are no longer in the world. Now that we have confessed Jesus Christ as our personal Lord and Savior, we no longer belong in the world. The world doesn't recognize us. The world hates us. As it says in the Word, he says, the world hates them. In verse 14, he says, I have given them thy word, and the word which have, and the world has hated them, because they are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. And so if we are not of the world, and Christ says he is not of the world, then where do we belong? We belong with him. We are the body of Christ. And if, as the body of Christ, we do the things that Christ did. Over in John 15, 18 through the 19th verse, it says, if the world hate you, ye know that it hated me before it hated you. If ye were of the world would love his own. But because you are not of the world, but I have chosen you out of the world, therefore the world hateth you. Praise God. Hallelujah. Because we are not of this world, the world hates us. And so we have a constant battle, hallelujah, that's always going on, hallelujah, in the heavenlies. The world hates us. And so we're always constantly battling. But God knew that. And so if we're always constantly battling, then we have an advantage because we operate from heaven's point of view and not on the earth's point of view. And so he said, if you know that the world hates you, know that it hated me first. And then he goes on to say, he says in verse 15, he says, I do not ask that you would take them out of the world, but that you would keep them and protect them from the evil one. So he didn't say, okay, Lord, I want you to take them out of the world because the world hates them. But he continued to let us stay here because there's a work to be done here. And he says, don't take them out of the world, but keep them from the evil one. Don't allow Satan to destroy them. Praise God. I thank the Lord that he prayed for us before he went to the cross, that the enemy would not destroy us, that the enemy would not destroy the work that we have to do in this earth. And then he prayed again to the Father. He said in verse 17, he says, sanctify them, purify, consecrate, separate them for yourself, and make them holy by thy truth. Thy word is truth. So then he wants us to be sanctified and purified and consecrated and separated for the body of Christ. He says that we are holy unto the Father. The thing that is holy belongs to God. It is dedicated to God. So he has dedicated us to the Father. He says, Father, make them so that they will be dedicated to you, consecrated in you, and made holy by thy truth. Your word is true. And as we meditate upon the word, as we pray the word, as we study the word of God, it builds something up in us. It causes us to be consecrated. It causes us to be dedicated. It causes our life to be changed from unholy to holy. Our mindsets are changed. Praise God. As we listen to the word of God, as we pray the word of God, hallelujah, we are consecrated unto the Lord. This was Jesus' prayer before he left this earth, that we would be consecrated unto the Father, that we would be sanctified, made holy. And then he said this, and this was amazing, because he says in verse 20, he says, neither for these alone do I pray. His heart was not just for his own little group, his own little group of disciples. You know, sometimes we get together with our own little group and we say, oh, this is just for us. But no, his heart was for the body of Christ. We are the bride of Christ. And he says, Father, I'm not just praying for them alone, just for my disciples whom I've discipled. He said, but I pray, hallelujah, for all those that would receive, that would receive me. And this is what he says in verse 20. He says, neither for these alone do I pray. It is not for their sake alone that I make this request, but also for all those who will ever come to believe in, trust in, cling to, rely on me through their word and teaching. awesome. So everyone that trusts in, believes in, relies on, clings to the Word of God, clings to Jesus. Hallelujah. This prayer is for you. If you've ever clinged to the Word of God, if you've ever called upon the name of God, relied on the name of God, trusted in the Word of God, hallelujah, He prayed for you. He prayed for you. Awesome. And then in verse 21, it says, that they may be one. That they may be one. Just as you, Father, are in me and I in you. That was God's prayer. That was Jesus' prayer for us. That we would be one with the Father. That we would be one, hallelujah, in the body of Christ. There would be no separation. You over here and I'm over there. But that we would all come together in unity and be in one and be as one and operate as one body. And if he says that, if then this is so amazing, he says, if we are one, then we operate as one. What we see the Father do, we do. Just as Jesus said, what I see my Father do, I do. Why? Because they were one. And if we are one with the Father and the Son, then we have the same power that Jesus had. That same Holy Ghost that raised up Christ from the dead lives on the inside of us. It makes us one with him. And so just thinking about that, when you begin to pray for someone, that same Holy Spirit that raised Christ from the dead is dwelling on the inside of you, making you one with Christ, one with the Father. That means that you can operate in that vein. You can operate in the anointing and the giftings and the callings that Christ, that God has put upon you, because you are one with him. We are one with the Father. And so we cannot be afraid to go out and minister the Word of God. Why? Because we are one. And in being one, we operate as one, united with the Father, united with the Son. And so when we do that, when we go out and minister to people, we have to have confidence and know who we are in God. That's why he prayed, so that we could stay in this world and do the works of Christ, that we could be his hands, that we can be his feet, that we could be his mouthpiece, that we could be the epistle, the written word of God, walking, breathing epistles on this earth, because we are one with him. We are sanctified with him. We've been made holy unto the Father. Hallelujah. Jesus prayed an awesome prayer for us. He prayed an awesome prayer that we would be one, one with him. So let us be one. Let us walk as one, as the body of Christ. We have so much power. God has given us so much, but we limit ourselves because we're afraid. We limit ourselves. We won't go and tell others about Jesus Christ because we're afraid. If you are one with Christ, you have no fear. Have no fear. He said, I've not given you the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Know who you are in the Lord. We are one. Jesus prayed for us before he went to the cross. And that prayer did not go in vain. When Jesus went to the cross and shed his blood, hallelujah, we became one with him. We are one with Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. I walk in that authority. I live in that authority every single day of my life. I am one with Christ. I am one with the Father. I am one with the Holy Ghost. Father, I thank you. Lord God, I praise your holy name. We're going to pray, hallelujah, and in this session about the oneness of God, hallelujah, we're going to pray a prayer, praise God, that will take us, hallelujah, to another dimension, another level in God, so that we will not miss it. God does not want us to miss not one thing that he's doing in the earth. He wants us to be a part of it all. Praise God. Heavenly Father, I thank you right now, Lord God, that you have blessed us so tremendously, Lord. We praise and magnify your holy name. I thank you, Lord, that you are God, that you love us so much, oh God, that you didn't leave us out, Father. Hallelujah. You didn't say, okay, this is just for the disciples. But no, you spread that thing all over us, oh God. You shed your life within us, oh God. I thank you. You said, I will pour my spirit upon you. Hallelujah. And Father God, you poured your spirit upon us and gave it to us greatly. And we give you all honor and praise on today. Father, I thank you right now, Lord, that we are one with you, one with the Father, one with the Son, one with the Holy Ghost. We are one. And so, Father God, I thank you right now, Lord. Let that be a revelation in our hearts today, that we are one with you. We are united with you. We have been dedicated, consecrated, made set free. Father God, we are one with you. And so let that be a part of our everyday acknowledgement, our everyday existence, so that when we go to minister, hallelujah, on the streets, when we go to minister in the marketplace, wherever we are, oh God, that we will know who we are, and we stand in that vein, that we stand in that revelation. And in standing in the revelation, we can know for surety, we can walk it out in faith and do the things that you've called us to do. Thank you, Father God. Open up our ears of our understanding that we may have a clear revelation, O God, of the oneness of who you've made us to be in you. In Jesus' name, we give you all praise, honor, and glory in Jesus' name. Thank you for listening to Souls for Christ Ministries. Amen.